The Guide to Your Ride podcast on UpstateSnow.com is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, and by Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York. Visit RideTugHill.com and MapledaleMotors.com. It's Guide to Your Ride Trail Talk podcast time here on UpstateSnow.com. It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means. It's Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, joining us on the Guide to Your Ride podcast, and we actually have some good stuff to talk about here, sir.
Sure do, Rich. How are you? Hope things are going well. Hope your Wednesday night's wonderful.
It'll be wonderful after we complete this and I go to bed. I'm tired.
I'm with you, pal.
Just being honest, but we've got some good information to get out there. You have been very busy with the clubs this afternoon and this evening, gathering intelligence. I have gathered a little bit as well, and so it is time for us to share that intelligence with you, and we thank you for listening to this podcast, which is generously sponsored by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders and by Dave Gleesman at MapledaleMotors.com. If you need a car, truck, SUV, or minivan, Dave Gleesman, fellow rider and club member, is the place to be. 315-725-6240 or MapledaleMotors.com. All right, Chris, let us know what's going on up on the hill and give us that good news.
All right, so going back to last weekend, last Saturday and this Sunday, the predicted rain and terrible washout that was threatening turned out okay for the clubs with some elevation. So the top part of Southern Tug Hill, the top part of TC Riders, the top part of Turin, sections of Valley and Osceola and Barnes Corners ended up picking up, you know, anywhere from, I'd say, a 4 to 8, maybe a 6 to a 12 inches of a very, very, very wet snow. It was warm. It was switched into rain and snow throughout Saturday and Sunday, but it wasn't all rain, and it's really the reason that we have some of the riding conditions we have right now. We were warm through last weekend, but around Monday night into Tuesday, we started getting some normal, seasonable cold air, which has allowed our groomers who have been moving every day, at least one groomer has been moving it throughout Southern Tug Hill system for the last 10 or 12 days. So it's been a really good run, and knock on wood, we haven't had too many issues. But what I'll tell you is, in my personal opinion, the riding and the trail conditions in the high elevation areas are the best that it's been all year long. Consistently, we have the best snowpack, maybe not the deepest snow that we've had all year, but definitely the best snowpack, because we had a heavy, heavy wet snow on top of some snow already. It's been able to come together and lock up really good through some aggressive grooming. People are riding it, which actually helps it. So that's kind of the story. I mean, running through the club, Southern Tug Hill is out grooming High Market right now. We groomed High Market and Smockett Mills yesterday. Operators are reporting that great grooming success where the snow's flowing really good. And when it comes out, it's like a concrete road. And when sleds ride on it, like, only the skags and the studs are leaving marks. So it's really not moving the snow around. So that's what you expect in the morning. Turin, to our north, their upper trails are very similar to ours. So your Smith Road, your Plummer Road, your North Road. I will tell you that their lower trails, everything down by the edge is closed. For some reason, it's down to mud. There's no trails that are open down there. There is absolutely no connection between Brandingham and TRR right now. You can't get from the pine tree to the edge and up to the hill. Osceola, their north trails they're out grooming right now. You know, they're doing the best they can on the north trails. Some of the pictures and the videos that I'm seeing from Dave and his gang out there, it's looking pretty good. Boonville over to the east, their snow cover is very thin around the village. Everything is open. Everything will be open through the weekend as they have their snow festival and all the events around that event this weekend. They're going to groom what they can, but they're having a very tough time because it's so thin. Valley's been out grooming all week, just like TRR and STH has. They currently have one groomer out tonight. Some of their stuff on the northern end of their system is a little thin. It didn't get the snow. The windblown areas, the wide open fields, the open roads still have some stones coming through. But they do have one groomer out there doing a bang-up job and really working hard. And I was just messaged by TC Riders about an hour ago saying that they are grooming their north trails tonight. So they haven't been out in a week or so, and they're going to be grooming their north trails right now. So that kind of gives you an idea of what's going on. I know you got a message from Darren at Ill Snow saying he had some success, and there's some good snow, in between Brandingham and Old Forge and Indian Lake. So maybe you want to touch on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you don't have the connection between Brandingham and the hill. You can't get there. You can't get there through Trackside. You can't get there through Boonville. It's too thin to be able to do that. So you either have to pick around Tug Hill or pick, Brandingham and going into the Adirondacks. But based on what Brandingham has shown from their pictures and their groomer reports, checking in with Mark Mayer up in Big Moose, and from the reports that he's given over the last couple days, I shared one of those reports yesterday and saw some additional things today. And Darren Haar checking in with me saying that he was able to go from Indian Lake Village through the Moose River Plains and through Inlet all the way out to Brandingham and back. Now, that doesn't mean that it was mid-season conditions. There are areas like around Inlet, and there are definitely some pockets within the Brandingham area and within the Central Adirondacks and up towards Star Lake. I know Little Blue Mountain and Star Lake, Cranberry Lake, heading up towards the Tupper Lake area above Long Lake. There is some riding up in there. Check with some of the clubs up in St. Lawrence County for some additional updates on that. There is some stuff in the Speculator area, Paseco, Stratford was actually able to, do a little bit. And, but it's in pockets. You'll have some areas that are good and then some areas that are fair to poor. Again, because our biggest problem this year has been not a ton of snow. We've done decent on accumulations climatologically when you add up the entire season. But because we've had so many warm-ups and so much rain and so many wipeouts, the amount of snow that's out there right now is not that great. But in areas where they have it, it is rideable. The conditions range. It's variable. But if you want to ride it, you can get through. And traffic on the weekdays is definitely heavier than usual because of the type of winter that we've had so far. And I want to add in a little bit of a note, and I saw this personally because my personal work was taking me through Schoharie, Otsego, and Herkimer, and Madison and Chenango counties today. There are a few clubs to the south of the Mohawk Valley that are actually open, believe it or not, with limited riding. They are actually grooming southern portions of the Illion Snowdrifters and part of the Canadarago Snowtoppers, which is in the Richfield Springs area, kind of in the hills along Route 20. When I drove by late this afternoon, there were tracks, there were groomer tracks, and there were sled tracks on some of the trail crossings going through there. It definitely looked thin, but if you haven't been out to ride at all, and if you're local in that area, check out from Exeter north up to Richfield Springs and then maybe over towards the West Winfield area and towards the Illion Snowdrifters. Double check with the clubs as conditions are very changeable because of the thin snow cover. And by the time you listen to this, if another day or two of sun works on it, things may change. But as of Wednesday night, there are actually a few clubs to the south of the Mohawk Valley that have been able to open. Unfortunately, a lot of clubs that connect in northern Oneida and central Herkimer County, like West Canada, like Penn Mountain, like Deerfield, like Ohio, like Salisbury, it's nowhere near as good as it usually is. Again, check with the club pages directly because things are changing that fast. A little bit of sun makes a lot of difference, even with a low sun angle, but the message here from you, Chris, and certainly that from the information that I've been getting is there is riding to be had. If you want to ride bad enough, there are decent conditions out there, and there are some stretches to where, wow, it actually reminds me of midwinter. Then you come around a corner and get into a couple of places to where, oh, yeah, that's right, we're struggling this winter. But all in all, you can get the miles in, you can support the businesses, and you can enjoy some great vistas because we have just enough out there in many of the areas.
Well said, and just this just got another message just in now. Lee Center is grooming their northern trails also. So, that Oneida to Lewis County line, if you're coming up from Oneida County, you can stop, and they're grooming up through the bottom of the milk plant and into Southern Tug Hill. Southern Tug Hill will be grooming West Lydon on Thursday night. We haven't really ran that run. We haven't groomed that run much this year just because the snow cover has kind of been hit or miss. So we are going to run that again. So we are starting to see a little bit of an expanding area. I would tell people to absolutely get up there and ride. This is going to be a beautiful weekend. It's not going to be bitterly cold. We're not really supposed to get any rain or crazy snow. So it's going to be a good travel weekend. There's lots of events going on. I know that Turin has their Turin Ridge Riders have their annual weenie roast that they've had to postpone the last two weekends. So Tabletz Corners.
Yeah, Chris Skipper's reminded me about that. Thank you.
Yep, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Chris, you know, made sure we get that out there. So get out there and support them. That's an unbelievable club. They do a great job. You know, the next couple weekends are busy. All the events going on. You know, President's Day weekend, you have the Brandingham Snow Festival and the Fire and Ice things and all the things going on over there. Osceola on February 15th have their Torchlight Ride. So this is a time of the year to get out there and enjoy it. We're going to have good snow. You and I spoke briefly right before we started recording. We don't see any big washouts in the foreseeable future. So we're going to keep what we have, and then maybe if we could add something to it, it will just freshen us up and keep us going.
All we need is just a little bit more. Even just a clipper coming through this weekend. I mean, the talk of that big storm, it's going wide right. It's going off the coast. It's not going to have any impact here in upstate New York. But when you look to the clipper, the northern stream system that's going to come through sometime Saturday, Sunday, there might be a few inches of snow. There might be a little bit of lake effect coming in. Obviously, we haven't had the big storms this year, but a little here and a little there will make a big difference. And if we can hold it, if we can hold it into next week, and if we can get another storm to come along, and if we can finally get lucky and get a nice hit or two, then heading into February, we could end up back closer to what we expect for late January, early February prime season riding. It's still an if. It's not a definite. We're obviously hoping, but we have a chance. We're in the running. We are in position to where if we get a little more help from Mother Nature, we can pull this off. So don't give up on the season just yet. Yeah, it hasn't been that great. It may not be the greatest. It may not end the greatest. But let's take advantage of what we got, and we'll go from there.
Nope, without a doubt. Rich, thank you for the work you do. I appreciate what you and Zach have done and continue to do. And my calculations, my calendar, I still see 7 to 8 weekends of good snowmobiling yet left. I always kind of use that holiday weekend around St. Patrick's Day as kind of it's starting to tail off. So, I mean, we still have a good 7 to 8 weekends left. You know, people get out there and ride during the week, ride during the weekends, ride safe. Please join your clubs. You know, again, we hear people, oh, I joined this club, I joined that club. If you have a great day and you appreciate what clubs are doing, please, you know, on your way home, hit the button, spend the $24, join the extra club. It really goes a long way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm just doing a couple of last-minute checks. I have not seen an update from the Penn Mountain because I'm just wondering about if there's some way that people might be able to connect, say, through Alder Creek, if they really wanted to do an Adirondack to Tug Hill thing. But I'm not really seeing the connection, at least not reliably. I'm not seeing it. So
it seems like the valley that 12 runs north and south in just kind of didn't keep and get the snow. Probably got a lot much more rain. You know, maybe the elevation was only a 50-foot, 100-foot, 200-foot difference, and that's probably the difference. They just
with borderline with borderline temperatures, it makes all the difference. I mean, you yep. see how thin the snow cover is down in the cities and the lower elevations along the thruway. If you're coming up from downstate New York or coming up from out of state, or if you're coming up Route 12 and then dropping into the Mohawk Valley or coming up 81, you know how thin the snow cover is out there. You know, it's just enough to make things white, and that's pretty much about it. In the capital region, there's next to nothing. Even there, you should have snow on the ground this time of year. So make the most of what you got. Double check with the clubs. Get out and support them. Many great events. Thank you, Chris Rink, president of Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, for this Guide to Your Ride podcast for this upcoming Groundhog Day Super Bowl weekend, first weekend of February, and I'll catch you on the flip side next week.
All right, Rich, if you're out riding, ride safe. Tell Zach I say hello. Have a good night.
Absolutely. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for this Guide to Your Ride podcast. You can find them online at RideTugHill.com. That's RideTugHill.com. They maintain over 60 miles of trails in West Lydon, Constableville, High Market, and Southern Lewis County. Join where you ride, RideTugHill.com.